Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Some people, when they get born again, it's a major deal. And other people, when they get born again, they don't apply themselves to the Word, so you don't really see any change in their life. But other people, when they get born again, they immediately begin to apply the Word in their lives. And you see change in their outward man because they begin to apply the Word to their outward man. But if you get saved and you don't apply the Word to your outward man, there won't appear to have been any change in your life.
That's right.
You will look exactly the same inside and out if you don't begin to renew yourself. And let's look at some scriptures on that. Romans 8, verse 14. When you became born again, you immediately, let me put it this way. When a girl walks down the aisle, she is a part of one family. Is that correct? Her name is one thing. But when she gets up here and she stands at the front and she says, I do, what happens to her? Her name changes and she becomes a part of another family.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Think about that as you think about this. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, or I prefer to say Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, have you ever seen a child that was adopted when it was first born? When it's first born and it goes into a family, it takes on the traits of that family. It never knew any different. It doesn't matter if it was a different nationality. It doesn't matter if it was from a different culture. It doesn't matter anything. It never knew any of the other stuff.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
But if you get a child, and the Lord just reminded me of something, if you get a child that's a little bit older, and they were raised in a totally different culture, and they didn't know anything about this culture, they didn't know anything about your family, what do they have to do to fit in? Where's Liberty? In Children's. How old was she when you guys adopted her?
Five
and a half. That's not very old. But I remember when they adopted Liberty. It was the most precious thing you have ever seen. She could not speak one word of English, could she? All of us were trying to communicate with her in Kids. Do y'all remember it? Everybody was trying to, and she was so in fear in the beginning. She was so reserved. She was so quiet. She was so in fear. She's not that little introverted little girl anymore. She's full of life.
Yeah.
She's established in her place. She knows that's her mother and father.
Amen.
She's secure in that place. She speaks English better than you probably.
Yeah.
Because she was adopted into this family. She took on that family's characteristics, the way they do things, the way they eat, the way they go, what they do. She don't get to eat the foods that she ate before she came here. She eats totally different now. She eats the same foods they eat.
Yes.
She goes to the same restaurants they go to. She sleeps in the same house they sleep in. Her whole life is totally different.
That's good.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Maybe You were older when you got born again. What had to happen to her? She had to start watching them. And she'd watch her brothers. They weren't much older than her then. And whatever they did, she did. When they ate, she ate. When they got up and got ready for school, she got up and got ready for school. I watched her. She followed them around everywhere they went. And she learned their characteristics. She learned the way that they do things. That's what we have to do with the Father.
Amen.
We have to put ourselves completely out of this old family. And the further you can get from that old family, the quicker you're going to change.
Amen.
If they would have taken her back every other week and let her stay with her old family 1 week or the old home 1 week, and with her, what, with them 1 week, would she have changed as fast? Absolutely not. She wouldn't have learned English as fast because she'd have been trying to speak that and saying, oh, well, no big deal.
Right.
But no, she had to get immersed completely. If she wanted to talk with anybody, if she wanted to converse with anybody, if she wanted to eat anything, she had to eat what they ate.
Amen.
Maybe she'd never even seen it before. And that's the way it is with God. We need to totally break free from our old life.
Yes.
And the further we can get from it and immerse ourselves into our new life,
amen,
the easier it'll be on us.
Amen.
Instead of hanging on to a few things from our old life, we just rip the cord away. Like a girl when she's getting married. She ain't living in mama's house no more. And if she's got any smarts, she won't go back there every day for a little bit and ask mama what she thinks.
That's right.
Because she ain't pleasing mama no more. She's supposed to be pleasing that husband. Do you understand? It's a new life. We are adopted into a different family. We have a different father, and we need to learn how that father does things. We need to learn how this father does things. She couldn't continue to do things the way somebody else did them, or she'd have never made it here. We cannot continue to do things the way we did them before. We have to do things the way our father does them. Because now we're adopted. We should break the bonds of that old stuff. Get away from it. Now your flesh ain't going to like it one bit. And I know when we first saw her, she wanted to go back. She was not happy in the beginning. She was a sad little cookie. She loved them, but she was sad. She felt out of place. And when you first get adopted, you feel out of place. It's uncomfortable. You don't know nothing. You don't know how to do this. You don't know what you're supposed to eat in the Bible. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You don't know how you're supposed to talk. But the more you hang around it, the easier it gets.
Yes.
And the better it gets.
Yes.
And the more you get to know Him, the easier your words come out right.
Glory.
And the more you eat, the more you get fed, the more you grow.
Yes.
Amen.
And the more comfortable you get.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Say this, God
is my Father.
I am adopted into a new family. Now, does that bear witness with your heart?
Yes.
Do you understand it? We are not part of the devil's family anymore.
Amen.
He can't run over us anymore. People ask me all the time, you know, foster kids are adopted kids before they're adopted. They're in foster homes. They are in fear. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah.
You ever been around any of them? We've ministered to some of them. And they are in just total fear. And the biggest thing about those kids is they feel like no one loves them. They feel like they're alone in this world. They feel like they've got nothing to live for because nobody cares about them. But do you know, the minute that you get saved, all of that is gone. Because that love that the Father had is just poured into you. And he's not like a natural father. He's got enough love to go around and everybody feel that love exactly the same. And he don't have favorites, even though I like to pretend like he does. He's going to pour his love into you every day, all the time. And he'll change you. People ask me all the time, Mrs. Moore, aren't you afraid to stay by yourself when you came down here for months and started doing this church? You were by yourself for a while. Aren't you afraid when Brother Moore leaves? Don't you get hear all those little noise? Never in my wildest dreams have I been afraid. Because I know this. I got this humongous angel on this side and this other humongous. He says, you need a gun. I said, I don't need no gun. I got some of the biggest angels you'll ever want to see, and there ain't nobody messing with me. Amen. They fall dead. They out of fear of themselves when they see these angels that's standing behind me. I have no fear of that. Because I am very aware of whose child I am. I'm not confused about that. I know I am God's child. I have been adopted into his family. Amen. Nobody could ever take that from me. I'm not confused about it.
Amen.
Read this verse with me. 1 Peter 2:2. Do you know, while you're turning to that, the Lord told me something last week and week before, whenever it was, I was with Keith. And I said, I want to ask you something, if this seems right to you. I said, because when I woke up this morning, this is what the Lord told me. And I think it'll bear witness with you. Kids grow up and they have a father. Supposed to have a father. That's the way God intended it. That kids grow up and they have their father in their life. And while they're growing up, how many Catholics do I have in here? Former Catholics. Yeah, you know I was one. Don't be ashamed of it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. They have some things that we don't have, you know. So, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. But when we came a certain age in the Catholic Church, we were supposed to do what was called our confirmation. Now, what that meant was your parents are no longer responsible for you and your spiritual condition. You are of old enough age now to where you are responsible for your spiritual condition. You've got to start going to the confessionals yourself and take care of what you did in your own life that week. Your parents can't repent for you anymore. They're not in charge of what's happening in your life anymore. You're old enough to take that commitment for yourself. Do you understand that?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.